Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I feel it.
Welcome back, folks. We are here at the
Hostess Committee. Mary Beth's enjoying the power seat over there.
I am. I'm feeling it.
All right. Well, let's let Newell do his thing.
Okay.
We are back at the Host Committee power seat and booth.
Yes.
Put on Media Row, powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and Soso. We want to thank our sponsors so much, both New Orleans and Company and so many on the Host Committee. That have allowed us to join them to this week, and it's been a lot of fun thus far, and it's going to be even more fun coming up. We are joined by Mary Beth Romick. She is the Associate Vice President of Public Relations for New Orleans and Company. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I heard you were looking for the other Romig in the house.
But that's okay.
He's double booked.
We got the better of the two.
You got the younger one.
Well, no, apparently we got to try out that power seat after a while.
Yeah. Oh,
I had no idea.
Feeling it.
How's it going, Mary Beth?
It's great. Are you kidding? This is we've been waiting for this for such a long time.
7 years.
It's like when you plan a wedding really far off and all of a sudden the wedding is on you.
Right.
And then you get kind of sad when it's all said and done, you wake up the next day.
Yeah, exactly.
All that planning.
Depends upon who you ask. There are some folks that will be very glad when it's Monday because they'll be able to rest, but I'm excited, but I love football. So.
Right, exactly. Well, we were just talking on air. Let's jump into this because I think it's a nice nuance of your exposure to Super Bowls.
And oh, yeah.
Your father actually being the announcer,
yes.
Right?
We should let people know. Mary Beth's brother, Mark, does the stadium announcing for the Saints.
That's right.
Currently, and he took over for your father.
He did. He did. My dad did it for 44 years. Jerry. Never missed a game. And I have been the spotter for both my dad and my brother. I'm in I just finished my 33rd season spotting, so people are like, what is that? So I watch every play, and I tell, it used to be Dad, now I tell Mark through headset similar to this, who caught the ball, who ran the ball, who made the tackle. And so I'm the star that stirs the drink,
You've got the binoculars. You've got the computer.
She's back in the power seat again.
Yes. she loves that power seat.
Dad started the third year of the Saints, and then for the fourth Super Bowl, he announced, because that was early in his tenure as the PA announcer. And he did it 4 times, and then eventually the NFL made a decision to change their game plan and not use the local announcer.
Right.
Now they bring in a voice from New York who covers the PA announcing for the Dome. So
During
the Super Bowl. So he got to sit back and enjoy the game from his living room, but I think he secretly missed being in the house controls booth.
Well, that had to be incredibly exciting.
Oh, it's absolutely. It was
right.
Just to have to be that close to him, who was that close to the action.
And you actually spotted for him for the Super Bowl?
No, I wasn't. I started in 1992. Okay. So that was way
that was
back
afterwards.
When. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's amazing a lot of what has transformed in the presentation of the game.
Yeah. Well, even the art of public address announcing has changed. When Dad first started, a phone would ring, and sometimes I would have to answer it, and it would be a guy on the other end of the line saying, page doctor XYZ, usually a number, to call your exchange, which meant there was some emergent situation. Yeah. So
that wasn't really paging a doctor. It was code for something else.
Well, it was each doctor had their own exchange, I guess, number.
No, so it was actually for doctors.
Oh, okay.
He would say doctor, and there would be he wouldn't say Dr. Dave Cohen. He would give the number. Mm-hmm. And that meant the doctor in the stands would go to some phone and see what the emergency was.
Gotcha.
There's none of that now,
right?
We don't even have a phone in the booth
anymore. No,
everyone's
got cell phones with text messages.
We have cell phones. And then my other brother, Jay, now is up there with us because he's been with the Saints his whole life. And, of course, he's getting calls to put out a fire somewhere. To have worked with my dad and my brother together and now both my brothers, I never take it for granted.
And not only does your family have a rich tradition and history with the Saints, but now with New Orleans and Company, both you and your brother mm-hmm. are tasked with getting people to come to New Orleans to attract visitors and tourists and
yes.
conventions.
Yes.
And this has got to be, for lack of a better term, your Super Bowl.
This is our Super Bowl.
It is the Super Bowl, but yeah. What an amazing opportunity for New Orleans and Company, which is the organization that is supposed to increase and grow the tourism industry here.
That's correct.
To have the Super Bowl here to help you in that effort.
That's correct. And back in November, it was the second weekend of November when we played Atlanta. We brought in 25 journalists from all around the world. About half of them were domestic, half of them were international. We're seeing some of them this week, which is fun to catch up with them again. But we spent Thursday through Sunday with them, took them to the game, showcased what New Orleans was doing to get ready for the game. We've gotten some great stories out of the visit, and that's part of our mission. We host journalists, we bring them in, we plan itineraries based on what the story is about, and hopefully the result will be a story that will spur a traveler to choose New Orleans. So that's
and
what
we're
we going
to have one of those members.
Will
Gavin's going to join us, Talk Sport Radio UK.
He was with us on that
and
trip.
He's going to join us in the 11 o'clock
hour. So he's set in England, and he goes home and tells these stories. How valuable is that? We always talk about it, but you get to see the actual data. Can you see when we have 6,000 credentialed
journalists,
reporters, whatever terms you want to use. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are social influencers. A lot of them are whatever. Mm-hmm. But to have the 6,000 credentialed media here now, will you be able to track and see what that means in the coming months and years in terms of as those stories go out, as they rave about their experiences in New Orleans, how it leads to people coming to see us?
Well, it's not a scientific process by which we measure whether a person was turn toward coming to visit New Orleans from something they saw or read. But we indeed hope that's the case. And it's not just journalists. A couple of weeks ago, Samantha Brown, her show aired that she filmed back in the spring. And I cried. It was right after January 1st that it aired. And I cried seeing the beauty of her show. That's the kind of thing we need to invite, spur interest, and I like to say lure people here. But you can't always put account to it. But we have faith that the work we do pays off.
And it's good you point that out. It's not only reporters and journalists and social media influencers. Mm-hmm. The movie Girls Trip, no doubt, had a huge mm-hmm. impact. Mm-hmm. The next two Essence festivals after that, we saw people with the Girls Trip t-shirts
yes.
and planning these massive groups of girls wondering where the zip line was on Bourbon Street.
On Bourbon Street, right.
Which never existed.
Trying to hang one. Other than that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not that, man, but you could see that the media has such an important role in telling New Orleans stories and getting people to come.
And that counts for radio, too. But Essence is a good example of that very thing because it has become a mecca for girls' trips. So you're exactly right. You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, it's amazing, you know, that influence. And one of our biggest opportunities, and Walt and I have talked about this many times, is international travelers. Mm-hmm. They spend differently.
Yep.
They visit differently than American tourists because of the cultural differences in the way that they view you know, their time off.
They do extend their trips for sure because they're going to make the most of it since they're coming from far and wide.
Right.
And now we have an office in India that we're working with to try to crack the market in India. Exciting is we have 5 international journalists riding in the parade on Saturday with Michael Preston, who's on the host committee, who's from the UK and acts as sort of their go-between here in New Orleans. He's going to be their chaperone. So showcasing a Mardi Gras parade to the UK and Germany, it's going to be a great opportunity for us. So, you know, we made a conscious decision to do that, to put those guys on the float and have them experience once in a lifetime.
Yeah, Barry Kern called it Lombardi Gras.
Lombardi Gras.
It's a combination of Super Bowl and Mardi Gras.
That goes back to Jim Henderson, of course, and Hokey Gajon's call, right?
Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So, you know, party with a Lombardi.
That's right.
I was hanging out by the booth from the Germans, Bundesliga.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, you know, they're talking shop, and I just decided to stop and kind of listen in. They were doing an interview with somebody.
You speak much German?
No, but I mean, you kind of just, you know, you kind of get the flavor. You know, whether they're enjoying themselves, you know, and they would speak in English every now and again.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know? This is tremendous fun. I feel so lucky to be in the media center, and I'm kind of a kid in the candy shop. I was raised on sports, but in the Romig family, you talked about sports and news at dinner, you know. And so this, for me, is mecca.
I'll tell you something funny, though. The one question I get most often, and I'm on radio shows all over the world, particularly when we have a horrible hurricane or a terror attack or during Mardi Gras, so it's happy and sad times, but frequently we get requests, media requests from all over the world for us to join and tell New Orleans story.
Mm-hmm.
But the one question I get more than any other is, you know, how do you live there? I said, what do you mean? They said, well, do you ever sleep? You know, do you ever work? Do you ever, because we tell the story about how much fun New Orleans is and how, and I said, yes, we have libraries, we have schools.
We have museums.
We have churches and synagogues and parks. And
schools?
I said, people raise families here.
Yeah.
And they always find that intriguing.
Yeah.
And people really do live here.
I like to say that this is the best place to live, work, and visit. And most importantly for us, it's not about tourism. It's about the people who live and work here, particularly the 85,000 who work in hospitality. So they're top of mind for New Orleans and company. It's, we're not only thinking of the visitor, but speaking of the visitor, what I love about New Orleans is that there's no other place that could put on a show like this. The second line with the Lombardi Trophy on Sunday coming in, the flavor, the sound of a Super Bowl in New Orleans is unlike any other city. And it really gives us a chance to show off our culture.
You know, it's interesting. It's hard to get our folks to appreciate what that actually means to other folks when they participate in it and see it, because we have a second line going on almost every weekend, right? and we have a fair festival. For almost every living creature on the face of the earth.
Yeah, if you can catch it, smell it, kill it,
so,
we celebrate it.
You know, so it's kind of second nature to us, but... A lot of folks that have not lived in another city somewhere else, they have no clue as to how
what
much more they have here that offering that you can do for free that you don't see in any other city. Right?
Well, my understanding, I didn't get to go down on Sunday, but my understanding is people were coming out of hotels and joining the second line. They were, what is this? And they see it. But people were coming out of Jackson Square with lawn chairs and blankets to see the lighting of the cathedral, the museum, Cabildo. So,
and that's going on every night, right?
That's going on every night, right.
Yeah, if you haven't seen that yet, folks, or if you've only seen video of it, you got to see it in person.
It's spectacular. And, they did this at Notre Dame Cathedral. They did a similar thing at the Vatican. Now they're doing it at the cathedral, the Presbyter, Cabildo. It's such a gift to the city.
And it's a story.
People who live here.
It's like watching a movie. If you go watch it, folks, they show you so many different angles and ideas and cultural themes of New Orleans, and they project it, and it's amazing. It's like Lunafet, but even bigger and wider and more impressive.
Exactly. And it's another free thing that people can do who live here to celebrate the Super Bowl being here, as is the Mardi Gras Parade. There's a festival on Waldenburg Park this weekend that's free. You get to buy your food and drink. But, I mean, we are shining. I mean, 2 weeks ago, I had 10 feet of snow outside of my house. This week, I'm in 80 degrees.
Every time someone tells me how much snow they had, it gets more.
It gets more. Okay, maybe it was 8 inches. Did I say 10 feet? Oh, my God. That was water and
She's
Katrina.
She's in the power seat, baby. She's
seat. It's having an impact on her.
That's kind of embarrassing.
Everything's bigger in the power seat.
I had 8 inches of snow. And then we were all saying, oh, my gosh, what if this had happened Super Bowl week? And now it's 80 degrees outside. People are walking around who are here in town, loving it. It's so walkable.
And the
weather is great.
This weather's supposed to hold the entire week.
Exactly.
Too,
so Did you see the weather for next week? It's supposed to rain every day next week.
Mother Nature finally doing us a favor.
Thank you.
Giving us perfect weather for Super Bowl week.
Thank you, Scott.
Not great weather before, not great weather after, but hey, we'll take it this week.
Yes, we will.
You know, the journalists, and we hear this, and I imagine you do even more so, when the Super Bowl comes back to New Orleans, the veteran journalists who have covered Super Bowls before and in other cities are so happy it's here.
They say it. They say it should be here every year, or definitely more often. I mean, this is for many, many, many people their favorite Super Bowl city. And we're going to be hosting the Three Men Who Never Missed a Super Bowl Club at a luncheon on Friday. They say each of them says, this is their favorite city to come to, and they've been here
Isn't
the last
awesome?
10 times.
And they probably don't tell that to the other cities.
Well, no. And one of them
we'll tell them.
One of them even said, I wrote a letter to the NFL to say, you should have this game here every year.
Well, the good news is that the NFL, remember, they promised any team that built a new stadium that they'd get a Super Bowl.
Right.
Well, there's only two left that have new stadiums that haven't had a Super Bowl or have a new stadium coming.
Buffalo and Tennessee, right?
Yes, so that's good news for us because Vegas had theirs.
Yes.
And we had to swap years with them. But
So
the good news is that there aren't a whole lot of other new stadiums now.
Right.
So they don't have to give them priority over us. So maybe we will start seeing it every 5 years.
And if you really think about it, we have a new stadium. In the old site.
$650 million of upgrades.
If you listen to Mike Haas and Doug Thornton, they'll tell you.
They'll tell you,
We have a brand new stadium, and it's in a 50-year-old building.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We truly appreciate it. Thank you for all the work that you guys do as the host committee.
And thank y'all for being here. This is so fun having y'all here.
And I understand that we're going to be back with you guys for Mardi Gras as well on the
You're going to be on St. Charles Avenue.
St. Charles Avenue. So we have a lot of fun doing that too. So we look forward to it.
All right. Well, y'all have a great day. I'll be right over there working a little bit.
We'll be right back, folks.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.